to Dr. Jason Wilson. Dr. Wilson, good morning, sir.
Good morning to you, Frank.
Your focus is aimed at people who may be of more mature years than me. Are you looking for people over 65?
That's correct, Frank. So really what we're doing is trying to help older adults to be slightly more active, and we're also trying to increase their independence.
And this is a special study that involves the university. What exactly are you at?
Well, really, what we're trying to do, Frank, is we're going to bring people in for some sort of a mini MOT check just to test their balance and their strength. And we're going to do some checks on their blood pressure and their weight. And we're going to give everyone some healthy living advice. And we're also going to sort of give people opportunity to meet new people. So some people are going to be getting the chance to take part in fitness classes in their local leisure centre or their community centre. And we're going to introduce things we call sit less tips. So what I'm doing right now is standing, speaking to you. So my sit less tip for today is standing while I'm chatting on the telephone.
Okay, so this is, I've heard about this before. What I should be doing, and I'm just going to move my chair, and you probably hear the microphone moving as well. I'm now in a standing position. Instead of sitting for 3 hours, I should be standing broadcasting as I am at present. Will this help me in any way?
Exactly, Frank. So that's great. Keep up for the rest of the day. So really,
but you see, immediately I'm feeling a little creak in my knee. You know, where I came up there almost too fast, and I used to have a very cultured left foot when I played football, and I used to be able to bury the ball from about 20 metres out. Now, that trigger action of the knee is coming back to haunt me. Do you understand where I am?
Exactly, Frank. But we've had a pilot study we've just completed recently, and some of our participants that take part in that have found that by taking part in this study and our study and being sitting for slightly less, that they're less tired and their joints are actually less stiff and sore. And it's also increased their mood and their confidence, and they felt in themselves to be more independent. So just have to keep at it, Frank.
Okay, so you're particularly looking for people who tend to be over 65, who are generally inactive. You don't want the marathon running 66-year-old. You want someone who would be doing less than about apparently 150 minutes of moderate exercise a week. So anyone who's retired and sitting about, you're looking for them.
Exactly. Everyone within the Belfast area, and we're also trying to expand out to other parts of Northern Ireland. So, yep, exactly. Anyone that meets that criteria and wants to meet new people and wants to have a bit of fun and learn about new activities in their own area, get in contact with us. So we've got a Facebook page and a Twitter page. People will find us at SitLessNI, so SitLess all one word. If they're really keen to get in contact with us, they can speak to one of our research team on 028-90-97-1640. Or they can also call end that in 1641.
Do they get any money for taking part in this scheme?
During the assessments, they get their travel expenses paid for during the many MOT checks that we do with them. So, but and they also people taking part in the study will get free exercise classes for the length of the study.
It sounds like a really interesting thing to get involved in if you have some spare time. You know what I've just realised? This desk is not suitable for broadcasting from a standing position. My arms aren't long enough. Because I have to operate the mouse, I have to operate the faders on the desk and the big green button that we have here as well. Unless I really stretch the whole way over, I can't get rid of you, Doctor. Do you know what I mean?
So you're going to have to contact the powers that be, Frank, to get you a standing desk.
If we're building a new studio, what we should do is have a seated option and, as you say, a standing option. And, you know, because none of the boys or girls on U105 are getting any younger. So
exactly.
Maybe we should be broadcasting from a standing position as opposed to being seated. So we'll get involved in this sitless project. And finally, Dr. Jason Wilson from Queen's University, when do you need these people?
ASAP. So anyone interested today, get in contact with us. We're recruiting for the next number of months. So again, check us out on Facebook or Twitter at SitLessNI. And just that number one more time is 028-90-97-1640, or replace them last two digits with 41.
Okay, Jason, good speaking to you. Thanks for letting us know about it. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Frank.
As he stretches to find the theatre that's relevant. The research study, it is an EU-funded study focusing on over 65s who are currently inactive. And if you'd like to be involved, get in touch. Bring me over that chair. Your point.